Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Self Care with Boosie. Today we're talking all things around planning for the rest of the year. Planning, putting down those goals, writing things down on paper so we help ourselves remember where it is that we actually want to go. Right? Because if you don't know where you're going, it is so easy. It can get so easy to go astray and find yourself in places where you're like, how on earth did I end up here? You know? So that's what we're doing today. It's mid-2020. This year, I did not write down any goals, any plans. I didn't do a vision board. I actually haven't done a vision board in a couple of years. I have not done a vision board. But this year, mid-year, in the middle of the pandemic, I decided it is time for me to do a vision board. So I thought it's probably also time for you to start thinking about something along those lines. We're all going through the most, we're going through the motions. And for me personally, emotions have been up and down, and it's just been a roller coaster of a year. We're still in the middle of the year. It is the shortest, longest year I am yet to experience. It is enough for one lifetime. Right. I sat down and I thought to myself, there are so many things that I wanted to do this year that I'm not going to be able to do. As an example, the school's here, so I have two kids. For those of you who don't know, I have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old. I reside in Canada, in a province called Ontario, and schools were supposed to close towards the end of June, and they normally close for around 2 months. So the summer break is a 2-month break. And this year we thought, okay, it is a great time for the kids to go back to South Africa and visit their grandparents. So that was the plan. That was the plan. I was supposed to be a spring chicken, just act like I don't have kids. Like when it's a weekend, we go out and we stay out late, and we're not like, oh my word, we need to go home. Like the kids, we need to pick the kids up from summer camp and daycare and all of that stuff. So we were supposed to just like be people that exist and act like they don't have kids because the kids would have been at their grandparents. But that's not happening anymore. Okay, and that is okay. There are things that I can still do that I wanted to do in this year. So then I thought, okay, I have not gone through a process where I've actually sat down and wrote things down or even attempted to do a vision board, which this year I thought about doing a vision board at the beginning of the year, but I just never got around to it. I kept postponing it. And before I knew it, I'm like, oh, okay, damn, when it's the middle of the year, like, okay, let me do this. And I did. But before we get there, I know that we are all right now really going through the most. We have not experienced anything like what is happening right now with the COVID-19 pandemic that we're basically in the middle of. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the future holds. And we're going through the motions as we go along. There's the Black Lives Matter movement that's going on right now, and it just can bring up so many emotions. I'm going through a roller coaster right now. So what I want to start off with is sharing a few words from a mini series that I did on my Self-Care Globe platform, which was aimed at having people from different walks of life in different parts of the world come together and share what their experiences have been with the COVID pandemic that hit all of us and just turned our lives upside down. So the series was in different parts, and the last part of the series, I had the participants just share how they thought we could be stronger together as a global community. When I listened to that part, you know, there were so many things that different people were saying which were similar, which made me think, you know, we're all going through this together. We're all seeing things that are very similar. And if we just speak to one another, that's when you know that, okay, I'm not alone. Sometimes you may feel like you're going through things all by yourself until you speak to somebody else who might be going through the same thing or knows of somebody else who has gone through the same thing that you are. And they tell you, okay, look at this, like this person has shared that they've gone through what you've went through. So I just want to start this off with a few words that might help you feel, you know, just a little better about everything that's going on and make you feel and know that you are not alone, because you're not alone. We are going through this together. And the words that I took, I'm going to read them out. There's a few words and phrases that everybody in some way or another shared on how we can be stronger together. These are some of the words that people shared, words and phrases that people shared in that video, which you can watch. I'll link it to this video and you can watch it if you want to hear the words from the people's mouth. So people said, always have compassion and put yourself in someone else's shoes and really feel for them. Listen, communicate, reach out, have fun, be kind and share a kind word. Be selective with what you allow into your space. Connect and pull together. Share hope and spread hope. Go back to basics, because there's no better time to show your love than now. So don't close yourself up. If you're going through the most, just reach out to people who are around you. It might even be online. You know, you might maybe stay by yourself and you don't necessarily have a circle or people that are in the same house with you. You can reach out to people, just have chats, and you will find that you are not going through things alone. Okay? So there are three things that I think we can all start to think about doing and actually do to get ourselves to a point where at the end of the year, you're not looking back with a whole bunch of regrets thinking, oh, but yes, we were in the middle of a pandemic, but I could have still done this and I could have still done that. Because if you don't write things down, it becomes so easy to forget that this is actually where I thought I was going, but I lost track of where I was going because I just forgot. I didn't write it down and something had to happen to remind you, right? So the first step is to think about the goals and the plans, that things that you want to achieve by the end of the year. What are those? You might have maybe written things down at the beginning of the year or even created a vision board. Now is a good time to pull that out, have a look at it and see if, you know, there's things that need to be taken out of there, maybe things that need to be added, and sit down and just think about what exactly it is that you want to have accomplished by the end of the year. And then the second thing that I want you to do is to not be hard on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. If you can only literally think that by December of this year, I just want to say I survived the year, I survived 2020, that's fine. What does surviving look like to you? So if you say that's my plan for the rest of the year, that's my goal for the rest of the year, I just want to say I survived 2020. What does that mean? Sit down and actually think. Like if it's the end of the year and you're saying my goal ended up becoming just surviving the year, what would that surviving look like? Is it I survived the year and I allowed myself to go through all the emotions and traumas that might keep being brought up as you're going through different motions and different things that keep happening throughout the year? Because we're still in the middle of the year, you know, there's a lot of things that are still going to come your way, good and bad. And you can just say, I want to have survived 2020, and me surviving 2020 means I'm going to be kind to myself. I'm going to give myself the time to work through emotions, work through things that I'm going through, and just rest if I feel like I need to rest, right? That can be it. But what does surviving look like to you? Surviving for me might not look the same way it does for you, and it might not look the same way it does for your friend, but define what that means to you and write that down. And it doesn't mean that next month or the next 3 months, that might not have a different meaning to you. It can totally mean something completely different, and that's okay. You can go back and change whatever it is that you wrote down or put on your vision board, right? So if your goal or your plans are something that are simple enough, like it's just you can write things down, maybe you feel like you don't have that many things that you need an entire vision board for, that's okay. Write them down in a book, in a notebook, even a piece of paper. Write those down and make sure that you are getting very clear on how you will say, yes, I did this for myself. I wanted to do this for myself, and that's exactly what I did. Okay, so that's number two, getting clear on what it is, whatever your goal or your plan means for you. The third thing that I want you to do basically is put it in a place that you see every day. Put it in a place that you will see each and every day to remind you, because I feel like right now we are going through so much. Things change on a daily basis, and I've placed mine like it's at the bottom of the stairs. So when I leave my bedroom, I can go downstairs. It's just there, like it's one of those things. And when I catch a glimpse of it, I'm just like, yeah, you know, that's where we're headed. That's where I still want to go. Like, it hasn't changed. Nothing has changed. What keeps happening is I'll think of other things that I can do that complement each other, and I'll add them on there. So those are the things, kind of things that I've done. So for me, it's a place that I walk past every day. That's where I've placed my vision board. But you can take your notebook, you can take that piece of paper that you've written those things down on and put them in a drawer. Maybe there's a drawer that you open each and every day for whatever reason. Lovely, yeah. You want noodles?
Yeah.
Okay, mommy's gonna give you noodles. Can I finish recording?
Yes.
Now I need to remember where I was. So I was saying that for me, I created a vision board and I placed it at the bottom of the stairs. So I walk past it every day, and every time I see it, it makes me feel good. Like, I look at it and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, that's where we're headed. And it still feels like the right thing for me to be doing at this particular point in my life. And I like seeing it every day. So if you write your goals down on a piece of paper, you can put that in a drawer. That's where I ended. You can put that piece of paper in a drawer that you open every day. Maybe you're still going to work and you have to wear a watch that you keep in that drawer, and you know you will open it every day. Put it in a place that you're gonna see every day. If you are going to work and you have to get dressed for work every day, maybe even in your closet, you might have a space on your door, the inside of your closet door, because you know you'll open it and it's gonna be right there. You might not want to put it in a place where every single person walks by and can look at it. For me, it's literally myself, my husband, and my two kids in the house. And that works for me. Whatever works for you, put your vision board, put your goals, whether they're written in a journal or a paper, put it in a place where it's very easily accessible for you. A place that you preferably do open every day, because I think right now, you know, we're going through so many things. It's one of those times where it can become super, super, super difficult for you to remember that, okay, this is where I was headed. This was my plan. This is where I thought I was going. Those are the three things, you know. Write it down, get really clear and specific on what that goal or that plan is and means to you. Rather, what it means to you, and then put it in a place where you're gonna see it every day. And that's it, you know, write it down. Thank you for listening, and do connect with me because I wanna get to know you better. I really do. My handle on all social media platforms is Busi_global. That's BUSI_GLOBAL. I be listening to Self Care with Busi.